100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topics this week, yes, topics, is a pick two. Hush, Beauty Chisel, One-Eyed Owl, and Interceptor. We got a bunch of really good stories in, so I'm going to step back and let you enjoy those stories and come back to you when they're all done. How's that?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Poker Face. The room was hard to read. The one-eyed owl particularly seemed to be bluffing, but the magpie kept putting more money on the table. I thought I had a good hand, but folded early. I left the table to get another drink, possibly not the done thing, but I didn't exactly know the rules in this town. When I returned, the air felt different, the mood lighter. The hush of earlier was gone. The owl stared at me. It seemed he'd just been winking earlier. I knew then it was time to stop and try to find my way home. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
The one-eyed owl had a chiseled jawline. His hushed beak made him the perfect interceptor, glaring silently at any who dared approach. He rarely spoke. The moon's beauty in the night would have its light reflected from all who approached, timid and uncertain. He would ask the question of not who, but whom. It was rumored that only the Lollipop Guild was able to pass. Once they answered a question central to the forest concerns, not of smoking forest fires, hooting over campgrounds, crying over garbage, or plows destroying the lands of mice. Just a centralized accounting of consumption.
Good morning. I'm Richard, and I have a story. It's called Just Joking. It was only a joke, but she wasn't at all impressed. She said she was off to the beauty salon for a makeover. I laughed, told her she'd be better off going to the local building site rather than the salon. Makeup isn't going to fix that, I laughed. Hammer and chisel is what you need. She was not amused. Knocked me out with a frying pan. And when I came to, I found myself with my feet in a bucket full of set concrete. Hammer and chisel is what you need, she laughed, and left me to it. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The professor peered at the markings on the wall, muttering to himself. Scarab beetle, dog, obelisk, one-eyed owl. What on earth could it all mean? He beckoned me over. You're the expert. Can you make sense of any of it? A subdued hush descended upon the tomb as I examined the hieroglyphs. It's a curse, I concluded. You will not leave this place alive. He laughed and told me he had no time for curses, that it was all nonsense. I reached for the knife I'd concealed in my jacket. Nonsense, I murmured. Well, we'll soon see about that.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week.
Hush, he said. They're coming.
The fear was palpable in her voice. They could hear her, the interceptors. They could hear her breathe. They could hear her heartbeat. The vibrations of their humming resonated on the walls. He covered her with his body. He used to be like them, intercepting to drown the resistance. But she changed everything. Her eyes, her smile despite everything. And in a heartbeat, he wanted to protect her, to keep her alive. The humming became distant. We are safe for now. And she smiled. That smile that almost made him believe he had a heartbeat. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called My Last Duchess. Maximilian Franklin entered the room through a door that had not been opened in 60 years. The light from his candle caught the spectral array of swirling dust set in motion by the passage of his even strides. On the far wall was a draped painting Max had heard about from his maternal grandmother. He removed the covering, and the hush that hovered in the room joined a frozen heartbeat. He thought he was ready for the work of the Italian master. But the beauty, captured in her sad smile, brought Max to tears. His hand trembled as he touched her cheek. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1031. It's a pick-two challenge. So here's my story. In the hush of midnight, Mandy's own footfall sounded as loud as a hammer on a chisel. She hurried across the passage to Bilbert's room. He sat up groggily as she stopped at his bed. What's going on? Do you know of any ghosts that live in your house? Mandy whispered. I heard one walk into my room. Bilbert mumbled. I didn't think ghosts lived anywhere. Did Sabrina hear it, too? I don't know, she tried to evade. She's not in her bed. Bilbert lay back down and closed his eyes. Then it was probably just Sabrina leaving the room. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Jack used to complain that portions in this country
with me
were way out of control.
To planet.
On the one hand,
Z.
Fast food hamburgers are now the size of mini sliders, and king-size candy bars should be labeled court jester size. Pathetic. But at sit-down restaurants, sometimes it takes two waitresses with platters to bring out your dinner plate. And your drink needs a lifeguard and floaties, maybe even a diving board. They charge you extra to share a plate, so you're paying them for someone not to order. I can't tell if this is my straw or a pool noodle.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topics, well, it was a pick two, Hush, Beauty, Chisel, One-Eyed Owl, and Interceptor. Did you enjoy those? Well, let the authors know in the comments at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And you can get your own stories ready. I mean, if it's taking you a while, go ahead and send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. And then the next week, we start February, I typed a little something funny in the schedule, February 233. Yeah, I'm going to leave that in there, see if anyone notices. Fancy is for February 1st. And yes, it's a Friday the 13th next month, so get ready. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and wow, 20 years, and we're coming up on year 21. Damn. Anyway, thank you for listening and being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.